English Zone Podcast. Welcome to English Zone Podcast. This program is designed for those who want to learn English by listening online. The best way to practice English listening is to download lots of content to your iPod or any other MP3 player. Now, on to the stories.
I'm thinking, which one was the least painful? We had an incredible costume designer, Beatrix, who just really made it incredibly easy for me, because the thing was that I had to do so many stunts in those outfits. But I think I liked the classic black that I'm in most of the film. It felt incredibly eon to me, and it felt very strong, and I lived in that outfit for many days, so I think it just became my favorite because I was in it all the time.
はい、ありがとうございました。そろそろ最後の質問になります。ご質問のある方いらっしゃいますか。
このイーオン・フラックスという作品に出られて、あなたが一番得たものは何ですか。まあ、一番楽しかったこと、一番辛かったこと、感動したことをお願いします。
What did I gain most? Well, the realization that, and I mean, I've always felt this way, but this film was a great experiment for me, is that the body can tell the story so much better than words sometimes. And I was trained as a ballerina for 12 years of my life, and that was where my love for storytelling came, being on a stage and not being able to use words, but to be able to dance, to perform a story. And that was part of why I wanted to kind of go back to that, and I've had wonderful writers write me great monologues in films. But there's an incredible challenge in trying to convey a thought or an emotion, not through words, but through a physical aspect of storytelling. And that was kind of my challenge every single day, because Yann Flux is not a woman of many words. But I like that. The most fun was Friday, because that meant that we had a weekend. And like I said before, it was, you know, the physical stuff was incredibly demanding on all of the actors. So Friday night, we all used to, that was our one night that we could go and go and have dinner and have a drink and not have to be disciplined. So Fridays were definitely the most fun on the shoot for all of us actors. Even the least isn't really the least part, because I did enjoy the physical aspect of training every single day, even though some days were harder than others, but I did enjoy that.
はい、ありがとうございます。最後にもう一つ質問を受けられそうです。ご質問のある方。
イオン・フラックス拝見させていただきました。妹が殺された時のあの表情を変えない、気持ちを押し殺したようなあの時の涙のシーンはどのようにやられましたか。
Well, I think you have to pay attention to how your character experiences emotion versus how you would experience emotion. It's a line that you have to always be aware of, because we tend to always go to ourselves, and that's not necessarily how your character would experience it. And so I'm incredibly different from Ian Flex or from Eileen Wuornos. There was something about Ian in that moment that was the thing that catapulted her into the circumstances, which is the film, which is that she goes and she goes on this mission to kill the man who she knows is responsible for her sister's death. But Ian is not somebody like me who would, if my sister died, I would be much more emotional about it. Not that she's less emotional about it, but how she shows it is two completely different things. And I always thought of her as somebody that would self-inflict pain almost. And so there was an idea behind, and it's very subtle in the film, but when the camera kind of pulls back, you reveal that I'm kind of holding my arm and I'm putting my nails through my arm, and that was the only way that she knew how to deal with that emotion in that moment. Very different from how I would do it. But it's, you know, that's where you have to kind of, you have to be very in touch as an actor, constantly on primarily what your character is going to do. And that's why I always tell people it has nothing to do with me. It has absolutely nothing to do with Charlize. The way I look, emotionally what I go through, it's very, very much the character, and that's something you can never forget.
はい、どうもありがとうございました。
Thank you for listening to English Zone Podcast. This podcast has been brought to you by English Zone. To find out more, visit www.englishzone.jp.